how that I ended up.
Couldn't be by myself. Nobody signed up to be on this thing. Can I ask a question? Can we apply two people, or is it statutory for one?
Four.
So like, I'm at our position?
I think so.
Because I mean, my personal opinion, I think we need a solid in my function. Can you take someone from this list and put them on the advisory board?
Nice to meet you.
You can make a recommendation. Okay.
Hello. Good morning.
Morning. So who starts this?
I do.
Okay, good.
I'll kind of turn it over to you after.
Nope, whoever wants to be chair.
Whoever wants to be chair, so. Okay, well, happy Tuesday. Good morning, everyone. Let me call the at-large member selection committee meeting to order. First, we'll start with public comment, which is a period devoted to comments by the general public about those items appearing on the agenda. Comments will be limited to 5 minutes per speaker. Please clearly state your name and spell your last name for the record. If any member of the board wishes to extend the length of a presentation, this can be done by the chairman of board majority vote. Do we have any public comment?
Here.
Not really the podium, sorry.
Okay. Hello, my name is Regina Ellis. I'm a registered nurse, and I'm here as from SEIU Local 1107. And we're here today because we believe that it's important that we're present to hold the Board of Health accountable in its selection of fair and just candidates that are ready to work with the Southern Nevada Health District employees. What we're looking for is to build a culture and heal a damaged workplace. We have an interest in the members of the Board of Health as it relates to protecting the health of people residing in Clark County. We want to ensure that the people in this community have access to public health services regardless of their ability to pay. We need members on this board who are interested in people first and not in the profit to be made from medical care. This is not to say that budgets are not important. However, one needs to see clearly through analysis of cost shifting that makes one area appear more cost effective than another. Is it really? We want to look forward to a better relationship that supports employees and working families that promote the backbone of services at Southern Nevada Health District. Thank you.
Hi, Victoria Harding, SNHD and SEIU. I have just personally had over 10 years experience of dealing with this particular board and being involved and knowing who's on it and caring who's on it, basically. And so to me, one of the things that sort of came up, because this is kind of a new board in many respects. There's a lot of new people on this board. And which is great, because new people bring great things to the board. I also worry, though, because over the last couple of years, institutionally, we've had a lot of upheaval. In particular, because typically what happened in the health district was the chief health officer came up from the bottom, up through the district, and there was a lot of institutional knowledge. And so we had a health district chief health officer who's come from the outside, which can bring a lot of good things, actually. I'm not cutting that down or anything. But there's not a lot of institutional knowledge. There's not a lot of community knowledge. So we rely very heavily on employees. We rely heavily on the board for having that knowledge. And then building, and bringing in people from the outside. There just was not a lot of institutional knowledge. We've had a lot of turnover from the people who've been here for a very long period of time, a lot longer than me. I tend to worry about that a little bit, just losing that institutional knowledge. When I was looking at the nominations, I'm so happy that there's so many people who want to be involved in this board, and they all have such wonderful qualifications. But as I look at Chris G going to be leaving here eventually, who's probably our longest standing board member, and who else is left, and Dr. Nemec to me has been on this board for a very long time. He's been involved in a lot of ways. I would hate to lose that type of institutional knowledge, because I look around and I see a lot of other people that are still there, and they're new. And I would just like to see that we keep some of that knowledge of the history of the health district before this administration or that administration, because every administration, you'll know, we've had issues with. So I think it's just good to have that. It's good to have it internally. It's good to have it on the board. And I would hope that you all kind of factor that in as you're looking at any of these. I was particularly, I liked the fact that we had a lot of food industry people going up for the regulated position, which I think is a good thing, and they're in positions that we don't typically have. We usually have the sanitarian on there or somebody on there who is involved in making them do the regulations, but this is somebody on the opposite side who's in charge of the business aspect of it, knows how the permits are happening and things of that nature, which I think will be important in the next couple year or so coming up, because the district has said that they want to raise fees on permits. So I think somebody knowledgeable on that is going to be really important. They also want to do food regulations, which I think is going to be really important of having somebody on the board who understands those food regulations. Although everybody on there is really wonderful and great, and I hope you have a good time making a decision. But I just do think there are some things to think about when you're trying to make a board that is balanced. Thank you.
Any other public comment? Okay, seeing none, we'll close public comment. Next agenda item is to the adoption of the May 22nd, 2018 agenda. Do I have a motion?
Motion to approve the agenda.
Second. All right, agenda's approved.
No, we have to call for a vote.
Sorry. Sorry.
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. All right. Let's move to the nomination of the chair of the at-large member selection committee.
Who wants to be chair? Don't everybody speak at once. So the three of us.
You're such a good chair on other things. I just want to say that.
Thanks, Councilman.
How often does this board meet?
Once a year.
For this meeting, yeah.
Actually, it's once probably every 2 years.
Okay. Once every 2 years.
Yeah. Every 2 years.
May 22nd, 2016.
That's right.
So it's really
2 years,
for
2 years later. Here we are.
So yeah, exactly. I'm happy to volunteer, if you guys want.
Okay, I nominate Mr. Schumann.
A second.
Right. A vote?
Aye. Yes.
Got it right. Right.
Okay.
Do you want me to take over?
Yep.
Yes.
Yep.
All right. Thank you.
So that was nomination. We're going to move on to approval of the at-large member committee meeting minutes from May 29th, 2014.
Motion to approve the minutes.
There's a motion. We have a second.
Second.
And we'll vote for that.
Aye.
Aye. That motion carries. Move on to number three, the receive and consider applications. Approve recommendations for full board at-large members and body public health advisory board members for the Southern Nevada Health District and Board of Health for the following positions, 2-year term beginning July 16. So we're looking at...
Sorry, 2018.
Or 2018.
Sorry. Okay. Am I looking at the right thing? Okay. Full board, 3 people, right? I'm looking at the last agenda. Sorry about that. July 2000. Okay, the full board. So A, one representative who is a physician licensed to practice medicine in the state. One representative of the non-gaming business or form of business industry that is subject to regulation by the health district. And one representative of the Association of Gaming Establishments. The representative from the Association of Gaming Establishments will be appointed at the June 13th, 2018 Nevada Resort Association Board meeting. I don't believe we have to deal with that one. So let's start with item A, one representative who is a physician licensed to practice medicine.
Mr. Chairman, I would just echo the comments about Mr. Nemec, that he's been on the board at least consistently since I've been paying attention, and I did speak with him, and he's very much interested. This is a time when we're going to be seeing some changes on with the stats that are out there, and I think that he'll be a great asset going forward.
Thank you. I kind of came into this meeting with the same individual at hand. I'm rather new to the Board of Health, and I've appreciated his leadership and his experience, and some of the public comments, you know, were exactly what I was thinking as well. So is that a nomination, or?
Yeah, I'd like to nominate Dr. Nemec.
Is there any further nominations or discussion on that?
No, I think Victoria said that it's encouraging to see the large amount of folks that are interested in what we do here and the value that this organization brings to our community. And these three doctors, you know, busy professionals. You know, you look at the length of resumes and accolades is very impressive. Although I think to one extent, having a fresh set of eyes, there's value in that. There's also the timing factor of that. And I think on that note, I'd give deference to institutional knowledge. Dr. Nemec has been here for 10 years. That's a long time, but then also that's a long time. So, you know, it's a good thing, and I'd like to support that as well.
Okay. So we have a nomination, and I'll entertain a motion to close nominations.
So moved.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
And that, by default, places Dr. Nemec back on the board.
Does that work for you?
No, it does not.
You have to actually do a formal motion.
Thank you.
I'd make a motion to appoint Dr. Nemec for the next 2-year term.
And I'll second that. And all in favor?
Aye.
That motion carries. Let's move on to number B. One representative of a non-gaming business or from a business or industry that is subject to regulation by the health district. Wonderful group of applicants here, and this was a tough decision. Or do we have any input on this?
So at least from my perspective, I would just say that we probably need to look at, I was trying to figure out if we are regulated by statute on who we could have on the board, because I think that we're at a time where we probably need to have both solid waste and food. Because they're both becoming a big part of what we do. So I think it is upon us to determine which direction do we want to have. I do think that there's enough good candidates that there are some open positions under EH on the advisory committee that I would hope some of them would go that direction, because that's been one of our hard things is I think the advisory committee could do so much more than they currently are doing. So I guess it's amongst us, what do we think is the real need? And it is true that EH has said they're going to come back and want to raise the regulations. There's a process. There was a committee appointed last time on that. So I think there's some value. I think there's some great people within solid waste that are here too. So I'd be curious to what you two think, because you are the newest board members. But
I think from a board standpoint, we're looking at a high level. I don't think we necessarily have to have, although there is merit to have an expertise in something, and particularly if that something is relevant to what the health district does, that's a bonus, but I don't think that that's a requirement. And I believe at the board level, having someone, these people are amazing in what they do. You know, we have people that are medical specialists in nursing. We have a wide range of folks that are really adept at food service and the food industry. And, you know, I look at our organization and I think, you know, we have those experts internally. We have a department dedicated to food safety, to regulation, to permitting. We have from top to bottom, a very qualified staff in terms of medical services. So I'm looking more at someone who has more of a broad scope of executive experience, I think would bring value to the board, not have that narrow focus. As valuable as it is, I am looking at the candidates from that perspective, and there are two individuals that kind of have that executive level scope of experience that I think would be valuable as a full board member. And those are Ms. Glazer and Mr. Coombs. Those are the two individuals that I kind of met my criteria when I look at what a board member should bring to the board in terms of experience.
So I served on the advisory board for a while before coming to the health board, and I think what you said earlier about some of these folks offering their services to the advisory board is important. So sort of when I was narrowing down the list, that's kind of how I looked at it, is who would be still willing to serve on the advisory board and who can we put on this particular seat. I actually had Mr. Coombs on my short list as well, if that helps at all.
So I it's ironic because I had Mr. Coombs on my short list for solid waste, but I also had someone from the Asian Chamber on the food side, just because that is our biggest disconnect that we have today when it comes to EH. So I was trying to figure out how do we bridge them and have those different conversations. So I'm not, I just think that maybe it's time we go to, we'll need more than one food perspective, even on the advisory board, right? But maybe on our board, I think it's been a very long time since we've had someone who wasn't a consultant, but more of a in the weeds mm-hmm. on the food. And I only say that because we have much to be proud of with 50 million people coming and less than 1% issues that we have. But I think we need someone to help us tell our story on EH, on what we really do. And I don't know. It's just my thought. So
So other than Mr. Coombs, who is that person that you're referencing?
I feel like it was the Asian Chamber person. It was at the end. Maybe it was this person.
Alfonso.
Uh-huh. Mr. Wong had given him a reference. I don't know who that person is. Never seen him. Oh, is that you? That could be good or bad.
I just go by Al. Simplifies life.
I just am looking to try and build some difference. But I am, like I said, Mr. Coombs was on my short list too. So.
In the past, have we heard from the applicants here?
You're the chair.
Sure. Would the applicants, that any that are here, like to speak at all?
Okay.
Yeah, that'd be great.
My name is Nicole Brisson, BSB wife, RISSON. I've lived in Vegas now for close to 15 years. I moved out here from New York. I was the executive chef at Carnegie Uno for about 7.5 years. I am now the director, culinary director of the company, and I am recently taking a new position for ELE Las Vegas, which, as you guys know, is a 50,000 square foot project. Monte Carlo space, which will be at least 8 to 9 culinary outlets, and it's going to be about a $56 million project. I've worked very closely with most of these people this last year, writing HACCP programs, doing our charcuterie programs, which were, I believe, one of the only charcuterie programs here in Las Vegas. I've seen the city grow immensely over the last 5 years, especially. This last year, I've seen more growth in the city than I've ever seen. And I've seen a shortage of health inspectors. I've seen a lot of people lost in your jurisdiction, unfortunately. So there's a lot of younger people coming up, and I find myself training those younger people, which I don't mind, and I know I look very young myself. I'm actually 37.
a baby compared to me.
Just recently, we did Bon Appetit, and I had a new inspector, and I found myself kind of pushing her along and teaching her as she went. And I don't mind doing that by any means, but I think we have to be very concerned with the rapid growth of the city and that there is bigger and bigger potential for an outbreak. And I think being a tourist community, we don't want that. And we're getting close to rewriting the food regs, and that's very important to me personally because I've been in the food industry since I was 14. And I think Kirkpatrick had a great point that there is a disconnect. There's always, we're back of the house, we kind of fly by the seat of our pants, and you guys work in an environment that's very black and white. And I think that if you understood things from our standpoint on a daily basis, it would be a good voice from the front of the house and the back of the house to see where we're coming from. And I think we're tightening up policies, and I see you guys making improvements daily, monthly, yearly, and I would like to be a part of that process.
Thank you. Any other applicants like to speak? Yes, sir.
Good morning, everyone. My name is Al Sang, S-A-N-G, S-O-S-A-N-G, Sam, Apple, Nancy, God. I don't have such an impressive credentials as my colleague over here. However, I am an MD by training, albeit not a practicing one in Nevada. I've worked for over 20 years in big corporate, five-star resorts in a management capacity. And before that, I must have spent like 10, 15 years in mom and pops. The only reason I threw in my hat into the ring this time was that I've noticed that the small mom and pops, which are our main risk, because be it as it may, big corporate, they have their consultants. They have their more structured corporate training session. And let's face it, most of the chefs, sous chefs, and line cooks, they know what the heck they're doing. It's the small mom and pops that I'm concerned with. And I think I can bring, if selected, if not, it's all good. I got plenty of things to do, I just retired. But I think I can bring a lot of contributions to the writing of the regs, reviewing and approving them, fee schedules, and also addressing the Nouvelle health inspectors. The reason being that more than half of them, they have less than 3, 4, 5 years experience. And like my colleague here said, oftentimes we find ourselves trying to mentor without looking down on the newbies, which we don't mind. But be it as it may, I think that experience, which hasn't been the main focus of our past history, our past recent history. And I think that among the 10 of us, there's lots of experience and there's lots of good stuff that they can bring to the team.
Thank you.
And that's all I've got.
Appreciate that. Any other applicants here?
Yes, please.
Let's see.
Good morning, everybody. My name is David Wax, and I appreciate the opportunity to be here this morning for this important role. I've been in Las Vegas since 1989. My degree is from hotel restaurant management at UNLV. And in my career, I've been fortunate enough to work with a number of different food and beverage operations and businesses, in addition to owning my own restaurants and being knee-deep in the trenches, whether it be on the cooking line, front of the house, training, adhering to policies, you know, from the health district. And most importantly, and one of the things that I think I've been most successful with is breaking down how we implement health policies and procedures to staff. Because in my experience, again, you know, when you hear the term health department, it, you know, shivers go up the spines of your employees in a lot of cases. And it's something that is somewhat feared when you hear that the department is walking in the door. And I really have worked hard to change that perception, because honestly believe that the department is something to be embraced to help us all operate in the manner which will protect not only the people working the establishment, but our guests as well. And the way I feel I've achieved to do that is by really looking at the regulations and the comments from the inspectors and the policies, and explaining to my staff the reasons why these things are as they are and the logic behind that. And I think that's been very successful. I currently operate many bars at a very large nightclub. I've been there for 13 years. I've walked around with health inspectors every time that they've come in the door. I've listened, I've given input to them, I've listened, because as you know, the other applicants and colleagues here on the applying today have mentioned that, you know, there are a lot of new faces and some things are more important to certain inspectors as opposed to other ones. So I really feel I've been successful in bridging a gap and helping to disseminate policy and the fear of my staff and the people I work with to help them understand that it's an important thing, it's for everybody's benefit, and not to fear it and to really embrace it. And lastly, I've also found that a lot of times when there are issues, a lot of it stems from human error. It's not whether or not we're not adhering to policy, it's the bartender that maybe puts the ice scoop back in the well ice instead of the handle up. Now, obviously, if they remembered, they would do it. So these little human error things, I think, are something that through training and education and making staff members aware of what to think about could lead to a lot of improvement and help ultimately reduce regulations, because I know we are highly regulated here in the county in regards to everything. But it would be an honor for me to sit on the board, and I appreciate the opportunity.
Thank you. Are there any other applicants in the room? Thank you three for making the decision a little bit harder for all of us.
Mr. Chairman, is it possible for us to ask one question of
Absolutely.
The three of them? And I feel like this is why we've not had a food person.
Yes.
Again, right?
Yep.
Because it's a hard choice and solid waste is a little bit easier. So let me ask this question and I'll just wrap myself out. So my biggest complaint with the health district and the legislature was a consultant as opposed to someone that's boots on the ground in the industry. And I say that because I came from the food industry where vendors and where chefs were never included in the regulation process, and it bothers me. Because you can't have the chef from Laughlin deciding what's going on the strip, and you can't have the Mesquite chef deciding what works for Laughlin, and that's really what's gone on for many years. So I moved to change the way the board was set up so that we could focus and tell good stories. So if any of you, is everybody a consultant, and you're retired and you're staying retired no matter what? Right? And
that's my intention.
Did I hear you both say that you're retired?
Cavalier.
I wish I was retired. No, I work full-time.
As do I.
And as in a consulting business or within a current business?
In operations.
In operations.
Yeah.
Okay.
Correct.
Okay. And I know that didn't help you guys, but help
no,
me.
No, it actually did. I was thinking along the same thing. Okay. So, with that bit of input, we have a decision to make, board. And an old Boulder City trick that I use on my boards up there on my city council seat is we'll get 12 applicants for a board or a committee, and usually only one of them will reach out to me and call me or want to meet with me or send me an email, and that's usually the one I go with. So I'm going to start by selecting one of these three folks here as my recommendation. I'm going to go with Ms. Brisson in this case, and I'm going to start with that. If again, I feel like Mr. Combs on paper is an excellent candidate. Actually, they're all excellent candidates, I should say that. Certainly all three of you qualified to serve on this board. It's a very tough decision. But I'm going to start there and nominate Ms. Brisson, but happy to hear some more discussion about that or go another direction if you'd like. It's an important decision. But I put a lot of weight into who shows up here. This meeting is publicized. This meeting is this is a public meeting. Anybody can come, and you know, the most interested parties, in my opinion, should be here. And you know, we're all be taking off time from work to be here. So I'm going to start there.
You know, my initial thought has changed, and it's because of the education from this experience. Framing this board position in two categories, framing it as solid waste versus the environmental health restaurant food safety. I've learned something today, and that's a good thing. Solid waste is a critically important piece of what we do, but it's more static. It's more it's not evolving and changing real time in the way that the food component is, and I've had that realization today. And I agree with the chair that showing up is critically important. Ms. Brisson, I kind of sense this intensity of commitment from you, which would I would hope would translate onto a board role. I mean, again, I will hold true to what I said initially, is the board is advisory and policy making in nature, but tapping into a level of commitment, expertise, and willing to help is critically important. You know, the board, we're not down at the ground level doing what the doers do, because we hire amazing people to do frontline work, and they're capable and experts in their own right. So if what you said is a motion, I would second Ms. Brisson.
Yes.
And I'm fine with that. I just, what I would say to anybody serving on the board, we actually have a good gel going on, and sometimes as a board member, you're limited to how much you can get into the weeds, more so. So it'll be super important that you bring others from the outside in to participate in the process. So I'm fine.
That's what I was kind of getting at. You know, I feel this intense commitment from you, but you can't do it all and be all. But yeah, to channeling that expertise and that commitment to the organization in a collaborative way is kind of where same what she said. So
I learned a lot in this meeting too from you, Ms. Kirkpatrick. You've been here a long time on this board.
I haven't, believe it or not, but I was in the food industry, so I was paid in their.
How long have
side.
You been on this board?
2 years.
That's it?
Yeah. But I started running when I got here.
Okay, so we have a motion. There's no other nominations at this point. Should we move to close nominations? I'll make that motion to close nominations.
Second.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
And now we'll make another motion to nominate Nicole Brisson to the board.
I'll second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
That motion passes. Congratulations. Welcome to the board. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. See you at the next meeting, maybe. All right, we'll move on to the advisory board. Again, I started on this advisory board. I think it's important, and it was newly formed when I was put on it. I think it, like Ms. Kirkpatrick said, it can build some steam and do some. Do some good work for us. I think it's still kind of building that steam, so we'll help it do that with this selection today. We're going to start with one representative who is a physician. Okay, so
I think we only had one, right?
Yeah,
so
sorry,
it's automatic. Make it easy on you, Mr.
Right, Trey. Okay.
It's easy, only one.
This one is easy. Mr. Rodgood is reappointed. We don't really even need a motion on that or anything,
no.
Do we? Would you like one?
Yes, please.
Okay. So we'll move.
She's strict on the motion.
We'll move to reappoint Dr. Osgood to the advisory board.
Second.
And all in favor?
Aye.
That motion carries. Next one is the representative who is a nurse, licensed to practice nursing in the state of Nevada. We have two applicants, Mr. Collins and Ms. Fields.
And I believe that Mr. Collins is the current chair, correct?
Okay, of the advisory board.
Mm-hmm. I think, I'd make a motion for him. He's done a really good job. He's pretty entrenched.
Yeah.
I'd like to second that.
That's great. I will move to close nominations.
Okay.
Second
aye.
On that motion. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion,
aye.
Nominations are closed. Now we'll move to, now go ahead and move to.
I nominate Mr. Collins.
The second here. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Mr. Collins is reappointed. Item C, one representative with background or expertise in environmental health or environmental health services.
Are no. you on the advisory board?
Advisory board.
Oh, number C, okay. We did, so may I ask a question
of
the attorney? So we didn't get any applicants. Could we appoint somebody that had already applied for another position?
Well, these are our recommendations to the full board, so you can certainly make whatever recommendations you all feel appropriate.
Anybody you can think of?
Well, I think that,
yeah.
I don't know if you'd be interested
that's
or not.
The thing. I don't know if you're interested in that.
Advisory board?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Yeah, I think you'd be great for that. You'd be great for the other board as well. It's a tough decision. So, with that said, your name was
David Wax.
All right. Mr. Wax has been nominated to the advisory board. Is there a second on that?
Second.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So, Mr. Chair, so
yes.
The last point of business would be to confirm the recommendations that are going to be making to the full board.
Okay. All at once.
Yes.
Broad sweeping motion mm-hmm. here. Okay. So I will move to advise the full board of the nominations that were presented here today.
Okay.
Second.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. That motion carries.
Thank you.
We'll move on to our final public comment. Anybody would like to speak public comment? Thank you all for being here. We're going to adjourn the meeting.
Perfect. And so at the larger health district meeting, you'll be in charge of presenting.
No problem.
Great. I like to spread the wealth.
Nice job.
Thank you.